Okay, we've got a second question here, and I think it's quite a wide question, but I'm sure you can, inshallah, enlighten us, Sheikh. The brother's asking, what's the best deeds to do in this Ramadan? We don't have much time left. As you know, we've got a couple of weeks. What's the best deeds? How can we get the best out of these last 15 days, Sheikh?
The sky is the limit. Mm-hmm. If you stay away from haram, this is the best deed, one of the best deeds that can be performed. The Prophet ﷺ advised one of his companions, and he said, stay away from haram and you would become the most pious person. So if you stay away from haram, this by itself is one of the best deeds you can do. Don't spend your time, don't you spend your days and nights watching TV, things that are not permissible. Watching movies, watching TV series, whatever. If you watch something that is beneficial like Huda channel, then this is good. Among the very best things that you can do during the nights of Ramadan, of course, is Taraweeh prayer. And a lot of the people don't pay a lot of attention to it. If you pray Taraweeh from the very beginning with the Imam until he concludes the last witr prayer, Allah will grant you the reward of praying the whole night. And that is from Isha prayer up till Fajr prayer. And if you do this every single night of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive your sins. Now, you can't beat that. Again, one of the best deeds that you can do during the month of Ramadan is reciting the Quran, because Ramadan is the month of the Quran. So recite as much as you can from the Quran. Try to contemplate on it. Try to know the meanings of what Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to do from the Holy Quran. And also, among the very best things that you can do during the month of Ramadan, and by the way, the month of Ramadan is also the month of patience. So it is essential that a Muslim is tolerant and patient whenever he's called for good deeds, or whenever he is called for a sin, he's patient not to do it. And whenever a calamity strikes, he's patient in tolerating and accepting Allah's verdicts.